Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. It is, of course, our last show of the year, right, guys?
Yeah.
Last show of 2010, so we're putting 2010 in our rearview mirror.
To bed.
In our rearview mirror. And we're asking you to call in with looking for advice for how to get started, how to get off to a good start for 2011. So if you have any questions for the hosts about how to get your business rolling quickly in 2011, give us a call at 215-953-4979, and we'd be happy to take your calls. And Joe, if we take your call in the air, what are we going to give you?
$25 Visa gift card.
Pretty good deal
and
here.
And also,
in
if
the
you
last
have
week.
Good advice for others too. We'll give you $25.
That's right. If you have a comment or good advice for anybody, any of our callers, please feel free to call in. Again, 215-953-4979. Before we get going, let me introduce who we have in the studio with us today. I already talked to you, Joe Haley, managing editor at ASI. Joe, how are you?
Terrific, Andy. I'm just terrific.
Very good. We're also joined by CJ Mitica, editor of Wearables Magazine. CJ, how are you today?
I'm doing good. And Joe and I spent some time yesterday in the office alone, considering all the snow. People had some trouble getting in.
Alone, yeah. I had about 20 inches
of
snow.
Was it special time, Joe?
It was.
That's good.
Special CJ and Joe time. We're all glad we missed it.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, okay. And there it is. On that note, we also have Kathy Houston in the studio with us today, editor of Advantages Magazine. Kathy, how are you?
Good.
Good. That's it?
Good.
Just one word, good?
Good.
Is that what we're going to get out of here
that's
today?
That's it.
Okay.
Not even great.
Perfect. All right. We also have our new guy, Matt, manning the tech booth, and Vinny, of course, manning the phones. So again, if you have a call, you'll be talking to Vinny first, 215-953-4979. Give us a call. But Joe, give us a rundown about what we'll be talking about here today.
Okay, in addition to taking our callers' calls, or our listeners' calls, Andy, you have a look at online retail sales over the holiday.
Yes.
And we're going to find out if they were up, down, or if they remained flat. Kathy's going to tell us how to dress to impress, and CJ has a look at the best and worst for 2010, or actually the top 10 list for 2010, and then all of the editors here are going to talk about, one, our favorite things, which is one of our new topics, and we're also going to look at the best and worst for 2010. Best and worst what? Well, you have to keep listening to find out what we're going to be talking about. But other than that, we're going to start it off with the industry news in 60 seconds.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with product safety news. Canada passed a consumer product safety law last week that gives the government's health agency new powers to recall items that it deems unsafe. Under previous legislation, the government could only suggest that offending manufacturers voluntarily recall products. The new law will begin to take effect immediately, putting manufacturers on notice about labeling and recall possibilities. Supplier acquisition news now. Selco has purchased fellow Oklahoma-based watch supplier S&S Time. According to the deal, Selco will retain the S&S brand name and will keep the two brands separate in the marketplace. Most of S&S's employees will now move over to Selco. Separately, Larlu has acquired MacArthur Towel and Sports. Dick Pope, CEO of Larlu, will now be CEO of the merged companies. On to quarterly financial results for industry companies. Top 40 distributor Cintas announced that it increased revenues by 6% in its most recent quarter, and the company expects similar results for its full fiscal 2011. Separately, top 40 supplier Ennis said that its revenues grew by 6% in its most recent quarter as the company saw significant gains in its apparel unit, which increased sales by more than 14%. Plus, make sure to check out the latest edition of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, it is a special year-end episode, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Andy. It's my special live year-end review where I wear my tuxedo. So
whoa.
You'll have to go see the studio audience. That
Joe
was there.
Broke out the tux for this
but
special
you're not
occasion.
Wearing it now, Joe. It's not special for you?
CJ, we had our special time yesterday.
Joe and CJ were both wearing tuxedos here in the office yesterday.
We were.
All right, we're getting ready to take your calls now. Give us a call at 215-953-4979 if you're looking for advice on how to get started off quickly in 2011. We already have a couple of callers on the line. Let's start with Beth on line two. Beth, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. What's your question for the host?
Well, I've set my budget for next year, and I've set aside some money for self-promotions, but I'm struggling to come up with some creative ideas, and I was wondering if you guys could help me with that.
I know Joe Haley of the Joe Show fame certainly can.
Well, thank you, Andy. One thing I would do is check some of the planning calendars that we publish in our magazine, Successful Promotions, Advantages, and stuff. They'll give you some ideas there that you can build themes upon. Also, look ahead to traditional days that you can do special advertising. Think of anything that's coming up for your clients. One of the things I like for a winter promotion, I think I've talked about this in the past, is do a snowman building kit right now. You can send a wooden carrot, some wooden pieces of coal, send along with a scarf that has your logo on it, and tell them that, you know, you're giving them everything for them to build their snowman. They just have to wait for the snow. It'll work now in this wintry weather we have, and
that's,
I think it'll
cute.
Show some creativity and put you top of mind with clients. But I would think to do something as soon as possible, either the end of January or the beginning of February. Get out there in front of your clients as soon as you can. So, you know, but think creatively. Just don't think about, you know, your standard traditional stuff. You know, think of how you can put it together with a theme of a special day, special event coming up.
Yeah, I think you want to think about your own promotions as much as you think about your clients. So like Joe said, you want to try to be as creative as possible and show them the types of campaigns that you can provide. So, you know, you have to be a little clever and maybe try to spotlight some unique items in the industry that maybe your clients haven't seen before.
See, and the thing is, not only does it showcase your creativity, sometimes, and we talk to distributors all the time, we hear that what they do as a self-promotion, then their clients want to use that same thing.
Right.
As a self-promotion.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, it could be a very easy sale for you coming forward. The other thing is, though, once you do promotional pieces, don't forget to follow up. Have a call to action in there, and you need to follow up. Just don't send it to them and expect them to start knocking on your door saying, I want to buy 10,000 of this, whatever. Follow up with them, or, you know, put that call to action in there. Give them a special offer if they respond by a certain time.
And I would also say to check with your suppliers, because a lot of times they have special deals on distributor self-promotion items. So check if you could get some money off there, too.
Absolutely. All right, Beth. Well, thanks for the call, and hang on the line so we can get your information for your Visa gift card.
Very much.
All right, on line one, we have Richard. Richard, how are you this morning?
I'm well, guys. How about yourselves?
Good. You're coming through loud and clear.
Great. Well, my question is about how to spend my money in 2011. Should I upgrade my computer system, or should I wait a year, maybe hire a part-time salesperson instead? So tech upgrade or not, what are the pros and cons to that?
Well, I think, a tech upgrade, I'm sure, would come in handy, but you want to probably invest your money in something that's going to make you money. So, you know, are your computers, are you going to use that for something that's going to help you increase money? Well, on the other hand, you know, investing in a salesperson or somebody on your staff, you know that when they go to work for you, that's a way you can increase more money, reach more clients, and I think that could potentially be the more lucrative option down the road.
I like CJ's thoughts there, because do you need the technology upgrade? I mean, it might be good to have a new computer system, but if everything's still functioning with all the other systems you have to function with, your email's working, your computer fax is working, you can get on the internet, you can place orders with suppliers, all that's still functioning, it might be a little slower. You might want to hold off a little, because we know that once you buy a system, it's obsolete within 6 months or whatever that, you know, cliche is. But, you know, if this part-time sales rep's going to help you make money, then maybe down the road it's a better time to look at that new technology.
Yeah, you know, Richard, I'm going to be a little contrarian to CJ and Joe here. I think a tech upgrade actually could do a lot for you. It can increase the efficiencies of your company and, you know, the customer service that you offer to clients. So if you feel like you're lagging behind competitors in the tech area, then I would consider a tech upgrade, you know, ASAP, because the last thing you want to do is to go to market with something that that people see as out of date. So, you know, there's a lot of good possibilities that could come from a tech upgrade, and you could add e-commerce to your website, and that could bring sales. You know, I do agree with what CJ said in the sense that you don't want to spend money on things that you don't think are going to increase your business. But I think a tech upgrade could actually do that down the line. It might not be as immediate, like CJ said, as a salesperson, but if you feel like at all your business is lagging behind competitors as far as technology is concerned, then I would say that's something you probably need to do immediately.
So I would think that a little bit of research is required in this, you know, find out the pros and cons of doing either one and
sure.
Going with which comes out the best for you.
Well, hopefully I can do both, but we'll see what happens. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, thanks, Richard. Hang on the line. We also put this topic up on our Facebook page, and we got a few questions in. One came from Jennifer Valansky Moyer, and she writes, I see a lot of suppliers are dropping items from their green lines. Does it look like eco-friendly apparel will fade out more in 2011? CJ is the editor of Wearables. I'm going to go to you with that one. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think on one hand, I think you'll find perhaps some suppliers who just have one or two eco-friendly items may consider dropping them just because you're not going in full bore and that it's not worth their efforts to just carry one or two items. But on the other hand, if you look at the demand for it from the end-user perspective, I think eco-apparel is definitely still growing. I mean, Organic Cotton, I think, increased by like $1 billion in sales between like 2008 and 2009. So I think it shows there's an audience out there for eco-friendly and you know, your clients will want it, but usually you have to bring it up to them. They're not going to just ask for it. You have to kind of feel them out and see if that's the case. And I think you will find a lot of suppliers who do have eco-friendly options and carry inventory for it as well. So it's a matter of finding those right suppliers and finding the end users who do want it.
And CJ, are prices as far as apparel, eco-friendly apparel and regular apparel, regular is probably the wrong word, but whatever, I don't know what the right word is. Are they? They're becoming a little bit closer, right?
Well, there has been a separation, but the price of cotton has been really high, which is good
right.
for the eco-friendly side because then organic cotton, which has typically been higher in price, doesn't seem as costly in comparison. So that's been, I guess, beneficial to the eco-friendly apparel side of things.
Yeah, I don't think the eco apparel area is going away. We're seeing it all the time with suppliers sending us mm-hmm. stuff and you know promoting their different wares. So, you know, there may have been a less of a focus on eco items in the last couple of years as the economy was lagging a little bit because eco items tend to be a little more expensive. But I think that they're certainly here to stay. All right, we got another question from Alan Harmon on our Facebook page, and he writes, after a couple of years of saving, the retail industry saw a lot of shoppers deciding to splurge and spend for Christmas gift this year. That's actually very true. We'll be talking about that a little bit in a little while on the show. And his question is, will businesses follow suit and decide that they are tired of the saving pattern and start to spend money on the fun and creative promotional items again? I think yes. I think that we're already seeing in the fourth quarter of this year distributors telling us about clients that are doing very creative things and going back to some of the fun and creative campaigns that they were running maybe a couple of years ago. What mm-hmm. do you guys think?
Oh, I think so too. And I think the companies that kept doing the fun and creative promotions throughout these past couple of years are that much better for it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that, this industry, promotional products and ad specialties, is a good fit for some companies coming back into, full bore with marketing plans because we offer them something that's a little more cost-effective than TV advertising and radio advertising and billboard advertising and stuff. We're a little more cost-effective, and our study from this past year bore that out. So I think that we're going to see sales coming back pretty good.
Yeah, and I think it's incumbent upon distributors to not only take advantage of that shift back towards, creative campaigns, but also prove to clients, like you said, Joe, prove to clients the value of promotional products so that they can put them into all of their campaigns,
right.
essentially, not just the traditional promotional campaigns that they've done previously, but also linking them to ad campaigns and everything else that they have in their marketing toolkit, so to speak. So it's, using the tools at your disposal to make sure that you're proving the viability of ad specialties is very important. All right, well, let's move on now. As I said, the holiday season was a big one for retailers, and I just want to throw a couple of statistics out at everybody. The Retail Federation actually just came out with statistics that said that the holiday season overall was the biggest since 2007, so it's the back to pre-recession levels. So that's good news for retailers. And also one big shift is the jump of e-commerce sales. How much do you think sales of online sales of products in the holidays jumped in this holiday season?
15%.
I was going to say 30%.
12%.
Kathy is just about right on. How'd you know?
I read it online yesterday.
Okay, so you cheated, in other words. Good. Yes, e-commerce sales jumped 15.4% for the 2010 holiday season. Did anybody here buy anything online?
Definitely.
Yeah, I did not.
You did not?
I didn't, no.
Vinny? Matt? Matt's not even listening.
Matt's confused.
Matt's just focused on the tech board. All right, I did too, and I think that that it's just the ease of it is really obviously becoming very attractive to people, the ease of online shopping. So I think that there's a message there for distributors. Make your website as easy to shop as possible. And if you can add, e-commerce elements where people can buy right there, I think that's the way to go, because the buyer of today is looking for that option.
Yeah, definitely. And even if they're not going to buy online, like I did some research on products that I wanted to buy online,
right,
and then I went to the store and bought them. But so they might be doing the same with distributors, just researching the products and then going to their distributor to buy them.
That's right. I think that's an important point. Mm-hmm. It's not just the buying, but I barely go to a store anymore without looking at items that I'm thinking about online first. So that's how people shop right now. They shop by doing their research at home first or in their offices first, and then maybe going to a live person or to a different site for it.
And so, Andy, on the subject of retailers, I wrote an article last year for Counselor, and at that time it was very much a bunker mentality with retailers in terms of spending. This year, I think with the better results, they'll probably open up a little bit in that. Last year, they were very focused on ROI, what am I getting out of this promotion? So there might be an emphasis on that, but for a distributor, it might not be as much emphasis on, is this going to pay off immediately for me as a retail business?
Yeah, that's a great point. Very good. All right, well, we're going to pause from a message from our sponsor, I Promote You, Net, right now. But when we get back, Kathy's going to tell us how to dress to impress for business.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
All right, we are back on the Tuesday morning show. And if you have any comment on the end of 2010 or the beginning of 2011 or what your resolutions are for 2011, give us a call right now at 215-953-4979. Kathy, dress to impress. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, we all know that first impressions count, right, Andy?
Yeah, so you bet they do.
But I think Swiss Bank UBS AG is taking this to a whole ridiculous level.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. It has issued all its banking staff a 43-page code dispensing advice on how to dress, on how they should dress. That is cuckoo.
Share with us some of the things that are on this ridiculous.
Okay, here's some do's for women. Wear your jacket buttoned. And when you're sitting down, make sure it's unbuttoned.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
Done.
Make sure, well, this makes sense. Make sure to touch up hair regrowth regularly if you color your hair. For men, store your suit on a large hanger with rounded shoulders to preserve the shape of the garment.
Not the squared shoulders, Joe. Not the squared hangers, buddy.
And Joe, schedule barber appointments every 4 weeks to maintain your haircut shape.
Well, to me, some of this is just common sense.
It's
ridiculous if you put it in this,
they have
this
a 40-page guide.
That's ridiculous, but you don't want to put your suit on a cheap metal hanger.
No wire hangers. That's right. Anyway, here are some don'ts. Don't eat garlic and onions.
Ever?
Don't ever eat garlic
don't
and onions?
Don't eat garlic or onions. Don't smoke or spend time in smoke-filled places. Don't wear short sleeve shirts or cufflinks. Why not cufflinks?
Yeah, that one I didn't understand.
I don't get that.
Well,
I
wonder why that is.
Maybe it looks flashier and stuff, and you don't want to come off as someone that's
so too flashy. Because banks
carefree with money.
Banker.
Look at that.
Banks tend to really care about that sort of thing.
And this, Andy, is specifically for you. Do not allow your underwear to be seen. Please, we're tired of it.
You're right. I try to.
So in the morning, it's underwear then pants, not pants and underwear.
I hide it as much as I possibly can, but it's very difficult sometimes.
That's right.
Wow. Well,
It's ridiculous that, why do they have to put this
in a guide? Wait, here's one. I think this is for you guys. When you're tying your ties, use knots. Wait, don't use knots that don't match your face shape and or body shape. So make sure your knots match. I don't know. I don't get it.
I like that.
So if you have a fat face, you need one of those.
A
really
big fat knot.
Knots.
Yeah. And if you have a long face, make your knot a little longer. I don't know.
So these are guidelines? If you don't follow them, are they going to fire you or let you go?
I think they might. I think you might get a demerit.
I'm afraid that they might. So, Joe, tie your knot correctly, okay?
Andy, stop eating garlic.
I will try. All right. Moving on from that sort of craziness.
Right.
I found an interesting website that I think has a great business plan. The site is called moremarbles.com, and it essentially connects businesses, small businesses that are looking for consulting advice with universities. So there could be, you know, professors, business school professors are always looking for real case studies to give to their students and give, you know, ways that they can help a business out. Well, this is a way that they can help real businesses out that have, you know, obviously real issues and challenges that look that they're looking to solve. So, you know, businesses can go to this site, moremarbles.com, and connect up with a university professor in their local area, and they can get some relatively cheap advice. It does cost. It's not free. But you work out a cost with the professor and their students, and then you can get some real advice. It's a smart idea that this guy came up with.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Kathy Houston's stamp of approval. All right. All right, we're going to pause for a message from our second show sponsor, ESP, but when we get back, the host will be sharing their favorite things of the week.
Attention suppliers, are your products updated in ESP and ready for the new year? Now's the time to send ASI's ESP classifying department your catalog so they can update your information in our system before show season. If your PDF is ready for the printer, it is ready to send to us. Email today to espupdate@asicentral.com or call 215-953-4377 with any questions. Remember, distributors are looking for your up-to-date information in the ESP after they attend the show, so don't miss out sales because of updated product information on ESP.
All right, we are back on the Tuesday morning show, and it is not too late to get your last call of 2010 into the ASI radio show. It's 215-953-4979. Give us a call to let us know anything that's on your mind for this year-end week. All right, now it's time for everybody's favorite segment of the Tuesday morning show. It's the host's favorite things, and Kathy, we're going to start with you.
Okay, I think CJ will like this item too, since he's the apparel expert.
He's the apparel guy? Oh, wait.
Right. Well, click here. ASI 45356 is a supplier that offers imprinted, scented apparel. Like, for instance, you could get a t-shirt with chocolate on it, and it smells like chocolate or coffee. You know, like my New Jersey accent. And
coffee.
And things like that. Fruit, seasonal scents like pumpkin spice, and the scents remain through multiple washes using DuraScent ink technology, and you could go to their website for their top 40 scents and to see what other kind of scents you could get. It's really cool.
You can customize a scent?
You can customize a scent, even like personal perfume you can get. So it's really cool.
We should get these for shows and like wear specific scents around the trade show floor.
Andy's would be onion.
Yeah. I'm wearing Andy
no,
today.
Mine was garlic.
Yours is garlic. All right, but anyway, it's really cool, and you can email Bill Wallace at bwallace@clickhere.com. That's clique.com.
Very cool idea. All right, CJ, we go to you next.
Okay, well, this is actually not my choice. This is Michelle's choice, but she insists on getting it in, so I agreed to rep it for her. This is the Bling Ring, which is a key tag with a super huge faux diamond on the ring, and you can get it in a diamond or any other colored stone, and trust me, it's a fake diamond, because if it's a real diamond, I need a couple more zeros in my page.
Exactly.
So this is from Pinnacle Designs, ASI 78140.
Very cool. All right, Michelle, who happens to be stuck in Florida because she can't fly home because of the snowstorm. Yeah, exactly. You're stuck in the snow. She's stuck in Florida. All right, Joe, what's your favorite thing of the week?
Andy, I have a sling bag.
Sling bag.
And it's one of those bags that goes over one shoulder, and it's kind of in a triangle shape. It's from Banaka, and that's ASI 38243. What I like about it, it's a little different than your traditional two-strap backpack, and I think that the younger set, you know, meaning teens, tweens, people in their 20s would enjoy this. I think it's a great promotional product for spas to use as an incentive to get people to join up and get a membership, because it's not super huge, but it would definitely fit spa gear, like a pair of sneakers, workout pants, t-shirt, and there's actually a little mesh pocket there for a water bottle as well. So, again, it's a sling bag from Banaka, and that's 38243.
Very cool. All right, my favorite item of the week comes from RFG Line, and that's ASI 82283, and it is a desk clock, but I'm going to call this a desk clock on steroids because it does many things, and I love the items that are multifunctional. And this one has indoor and outdoor temperature. It projects time and temperature, sort of like a light on a wall. So pretty cool. And it also has atomic time and date with a manual setting, automatically updates for daylight saving time, and displays a perpetual calendar, and includes an alarm clock, with a snooze button. And who doesn't want the snooze button, Kathy?
I love the snooze button, Anthony. I'm going to hit it right now.
You're still hitting the snooze button here this morning.
I like the outdoor temperature function.
Yeah.
Growing up, did everyone have a thermometer outside their kitchen window?
I did not, no.
No.
But you obviously did.
Yeah, you have to know how to dress.
I didn't have a milkman either, Joe.
Back in the day, I agree with Joe. That is a cool feature that you don't see on too many desk clocks. Really? So this item, as I said, from RFG Line ASI 82283, would be a great thing in any incentive catalog, anything that any sort of reward item that people are giving to their employees or to customers. So great idea. Again, our favorite things, and they're online, all pictured online with descriptions at asicentral.com/radio. Check them out every week. All right, CJ, we got some top 10 lists of 2010. Tell us what they're all about.
So Time Magazine basically puts out this top 10 everything of 2010 in any possible category you can think of, as far as, you know, books, movies, and then other things like top business deals, top campaign ads. They all have it covered. So we'll go over a couple categories here, and you guys can take a guess, actually, see if you guys can figure some of these out.
Give it to us. Test us now.
First one, top 10 buzzwords. Anybody got a guess?
I'm going to say win-win.
No, that's so old, Andy.
That's lose-lose, Andy. Anybody else?
That's lose-lose.
Anybody else?
Tea party?
Close, but no. Anybody else?
Is it on the list?
There's Mama Grizzlies. So.
Oh, God.
Nice.
A couple others here on the list. We got bed bugs, of course.
Oh.
Okay.
Joe, vuvuzelas.
Oh, yeah.
That lovely World Cup noisemaker.
God, I hate those things.
And also,
sorry.
Austerity.
Austerity?
Oh, yeah. Why? I don't get it.
The new movie, Austerity Powers?
That was it.
I don't get the austerity one.
Here, one more category here.
Moving on.
Top 10 comebacks. Anybody got a guess?
Top 10 comebacks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Barack Obama.
Where did he come back from, Kathy?
He came back from his shellacking.
He is still president, still standing.
Comeback.
Anybody? Eagles quarterback, perhaps?
Michael Vick.
Of course, Michael Vick.
One of the Palins?
No, actually not on the list. Conan O'Brien, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
General Motors.
We're awful here.
We can't think.
And Betty White.
Betty White.
She's all over the place. One commercial in the Super Bowl, my word.
She's all over the place.
She
really is.
Give us another one.
One more, CJ. This is fun.
I know.
One more here?
This is the funnest.
All right. Top 10 gadgets. Anybody got a guess?
iPad.
Of course.
Kindle.
Nope.
Nook.
The Nook.
How is the Kindle not on there?
Well, because the Kindle came out a year or two ago. The Nook is on the list.
Connect.
Yes, it's correct.
Xbox Connect.
Connect.
Right.
And the iPhone 4.
The iPhone 4, good.
No matter which way you hold it, of course.
Very nice. All right, we'll post some of those top 10 lists to our website at asicentral.com/radio. All right, Joe, I'm seeing something here that says USB sticks as art. Tell us what that is all about.
Yes, this was featured in the New York Times in this little column here, and what they're saying is that USB sticks aren't being used just for data, you know, collection, hold data to take it from one computer to the next, whatever it is. They're actually collectibles now, and museums are opening up their own line of USB sticks, and they're becoming quite collectible.
Wow.
So that's, you know, something that's interesting for this industry, that if
Absolutely.
Your clients want to have a customized, custom-built USB stick, while one is functional, two, it can turn itself into a little bit of
a collectible
that people want. So there's actually a company out there called MemoBot, and they are creating all these really high-end looking USB sticks. So the word of the day is to go out and talk to your clients about this, that not only will it be a functional item, but people may want to use it.
Promotional cool. product.
To display.
Promotional product as
like
collectible
precious
art.
Moments.
Who knew? All right, well, CJ gave us some top 10 lists, and we're going to share some of our best and worst business moments of 2010. I'll get us started. The best, actually, CJ touched on it, is the iPad. The spread of the iPad in such quick fashion was truly incredible. It was released in April, and it's already sold more than 10 million units, and Goldman Sachs just came out with a report saying it expects Apple to sell more than 30 million units in 2011.
Wow.
So the thing is like spreading like wildfire.
Like bed bugs.
Like bed bugs. We're going to try to do everything we can to keep everything to those top 10 lists. the worst, I'm going to say the PR disasters.
Vuvuzelas.
You know what? I'm going to change it. The vuvuzelas are the worst. Now, the PR disasters of both BP and Toyota. Those companies, I think, have learned some valuable lessons about how to use the media and get out from under a crisis. So those are my best and
true
worst
that,
moments
Andy.
Of 2010 as far as business is concerned. Joe?
Well, you know, like I decided to stay away from politics, but what I'm going to go for is advertising. And
okay.
And I'm really thinking that I'm going to write about this for the next issue, what Advantage is for the blast in the past. But the best commercial on TV this year has to be the Allstate Mayhem commercials. If you haven't seen
yeah.
it, it's a guy. He takes on all the different disasters that can happen to you. Not only are they very creative, but Mayhem, this guy, he is so nonchalant. He is so understated, but he's got a great little touch of evil and violence in him, and he just looks beat
just
up.
Just like
so.
Joe.
He's awesome. He's hanging like one of those flags that hangs on a car, you know. Look, I'm a, you know, flag, blah, blah, blah. And he hits another car and smacks it. The worst commercial on TV right now, and it's one of those things that Kathy will say makes me violent, is, and I think this was a national campaign, it's McDonald's Cafe.
Yeah.
Commercial where they have these two idiots yeah. sitting Penny's at a booth it. And they're doing some stupid synchronized slapping of hands on the table like it's supposed to be an ice dance or something that is so ridiculous. And I don't know who this who it's geared at. Whether I'm supposed to say, hey, look at these people. I want to go have their coffee.
Hey, cool with the hands.
I hate it.
All right, CJ, your best and worst.
So I'm touching on celebrity sponsorships. Best moment, at least for me, Tiger Woods being dropped from all those. All those major sponsors, AT&T, Accenture, Gatorade, and actually Gillette just dropped him as
they
well.
Did just this week.
So why is it good
shows
for
that no celebrity is infallible. If you do something wrong, you should be take a punishment. Of course, he's probably crying, you know, wiping his tears, $100 bills.
Yeah, but, exactly. So I don't think he's hurting for it.
Dumbest business moment, worst I should say, the Kardashian credit card. Mm-hmm. Out for 2 weeks
nice.
Before it was kiboshed. And I knew it was a stupid idea, but looking at this, you get charged $100 for the first time, $7.95 for a monthly fee, $1.50 each time you use it at an ATM. If you call customer service, it's $1.50 fee each time.
Wow.
No wonder it didn't fly.
But you could feel like you're partying with the Kardashians. All right.
Who doesn't want to do that?
No,
I
don't.
Exactly. I know I do.
I don't.
All right, Kathy. Moments of 2010.
Okay. Well, my best is more general. It's in general that all the experts are predicting that the Great Recession is over.
Uh-huh.
And specifically, the small business bill that became law earlier in the year is making it easier for small businesses to get SBA-backed loans, which is great for our industry and all industries. So that's my best, and I don't have a worst because I'm just all sunshine and light.
Because Kathy is...
At least on air, Kathy.
Doesn't it
Pollyanna.
Miss Pollyanna. That's my rant today.
You know what? We can all learn from our mistakes, so that's the best thing to take away from
you know,
that.
See, no one ever sees the evil side of her except for me. I am the only one that ever sees it.
Because you're my work husband.
I want a divorce.
It's unfortunate that you have to do that. And Joe, on that note, we're going to give you 30 seconds for a rant. Before we go.
Thank you, Andy, for all that time. Okay, we just got dumped with 8 inches of snow in this area. And what
I got 20.
We got 12.
Okay. What I hate about it is that, you know, our township comes through, they do a great job of plowing the streets, and then there's always someone who feels that that leaves them a great spot to dump all the snow from their driveway with their snow blower. It's like, look, blow it onto your driveway, okay? Blow it onto your grass. I mean, just don't blow it back in the street because you have big, huge chunks in there.
Blow it up your grass.
Yeah. Blow it out your grass, pal. But it's just unfortunate that, you know, the streets have been cleared are now getting all mucked up. And my car sits low to the ground, and as most Porsches do. Insert laughter here. So it's like it has trouble with, you know, 5 inches of snow or more. It gets stuck. So keep your snow on your own property.
Keep your snow to yourself. All right, on that note, we are all out of time. But join us again next week when we'll have our first episode of 2011. All right, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.